It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Smoke from the fire in Glenwood Canyon is still blanketing towns along I-70 in the mountains, but that hasn't stopped some people from going outside. John Olmsted in Gypsum was out on the Eagle River where he felt the effects of the fire and the hot weather.
I can definitely feel the smoke on my eyes. They're burning. I've only been out for a couple of hours, and that was half the reason I quit fishing, was just my eyes are starting to burn a little bit. That and the water is warming up because it's been so warm.
Gypsum and Glenwood Springs can expect a high of 94 this afternoon, and it's even hotter elsewhere, close to 100 in Grand Junction today, where another one of the state's big wildfires is burning. Colorado parents are adapting to a patchwork of school plans for dealing with the pandemic. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce from Colorado Springs.
Harrison 2 District resident Keisha Ross is juggling a junior high and high school student who are learning from home, while her first grade daughter is going in person to Monterey Elementary School. Waiting on the sidewalk for the final bell, Ross says she's satisfied overall with the school's approach to safety, though she regretted she had to stand so far away from the building.
I didn't even get to see face-to-face who a teacher was or none of that. I wish I could have took her to the door rather than taking her right here and turning around because she's so small.
Harrison 2 District Elementary students up to fifth grade have the option of at-home or in-person learning. All students are working on the same lessons on laptops. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado has hit a major coronavirus milestone. In new numbers released Monday, the state recorded its lowest three-day average positivity rate since the pandemic began. The rate represents the percentage of tests that come back positive. It is now at 2.18%. That rate is one of the main gauges for measuring the spread of COVID-19. Large numbers of positive tests can signal an uptick. More than 40% of adults in the western U.S. report the pandemic has affected their mental health or substance use. That's according to a survey conducted by the CDC in June. Colorado is included in that number. Younger people, minorities, and essential workers reported worse mental health outcomes than other groups. Hot weather continues across the state today, 98 in Denver this afternoon. This is CPR News.